Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with the blues just to talk about it a little bit. It's all-encompassing, really, in the sense of this art. It doesn't necessarily have to have a guitar, although it does quite often. And it is a form, usually in 12 measures, musical measures. So I brought along three to begin the program just to show you some of the magnificent differences of humanity. Charlie Parker first, 1948 for Savoy. It's called Parker's Mood. It is a blues. And Charlie Parker starts with a little fanfare before he gets into the blues, which I think is rather brilliant on his part to think about how we all have a fanfare out there in front of what the reality is. Charlie Parker and a blues.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and the Blues, which he calls Parker's Mood, 1948 for Savoy. And as I said, that fanfare introduction. Duke Ellington now, 1940 Chicago for Victor Records, and Ellington calls this blues Coco. It's K-O hyphen K-O. Introduction, and there are seven choruses, that's seven times 12 measures. Juan Tizol's valve trombone plays the melody, and Joe Natten on slide trombone next. The band and Ellington at the piano doing some very interesting abstractions on the piano. Then the band, and then Jimmy Blanton, the bass player. And the band go at each other for a chorus, and then the band, and then there's a little coda, little tail ending. Duke Ellington, a blues called Coco.
Oh,
and Blues by Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1940 for Victor Records, called Coco. And last, 1925, Trixie Smith for Paramount Records. She's going to sing for you one that she wrote called Railroad Blues, with her cornetist Louis Armstrong, trombonist Charlie Green, Buster Bailey clarinet, Fletcher Henderson on the piano, and Charlie Dixon banjo. The membership out of Fletcher Henderson's orchestra at the time. Here's Trixie Smith and a blues for you. Trixie Smith, 1925 for Paramount Records, and her blues called Railroad Blues. And Armstrong is breathtaking in that. And chilling, wonderful. Trixie Smith, 1925. Duke Ellington, 1940. Charlie Parker, 1948. Right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, congratulating Dr. E. Donald Thomas on his 90th birthday. Through decades of research, Dr. Thomas developed bone marrow transplantation, a medical procedure that has saved lives worldwide. Information at fhcrc.org/Thomas.
Now, Max Roach, one of the... brilliant percussionists, particularly in this art. And he's going to play piano here for you. In Milan, 1979, he was recorded by Soul Note Records. With him, Roach being on piano, is Calvin Hill on string bass, and trumpet player Cecil Bridgewater. This is one Roach wrote called A Place of Truth. Max Roach at the piano, and a composition that he conceived, A Place of Truth. Calvin Hill played the bass, and Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, 1979 in Milan, for Soul Note Records. Harry Warren wrote many wonderful compositions, and I suppose this one has been used over and over by artists in this art. There Will Never Be Another You, For Owl Records, 1985, Michelle Petrucciani on piano and Ron McClure on string bass. Michelle Petrucciani, his piano, and Ron McClure, his bass. 1985 for Owl Records, and There Will Never Be Another You, written by Harry Warren. Michelle Petrucciani and Ron McClure, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, helping parents save for college with a state guarantee and a nationwide choice of colleges. Enrollment is open online through March 31st. Information about GET and other benefits at get.wa.gov.
Now, a little more about the blues. I started the program giving you three different ones to show you the tapestry of the blues is quite different, actually. And the blues, as it is conceived for art purposes, of course, has to do with the fact that your life is in such a turmoil, perhaps, that there's that feeling that you get. I mean, if you're unemployed, it doesn't go away. I remember W.C. Fields' definition of what to do about insomnia. He said, get a good night's sleep. Well, it doesn't go away. Sometimes it stays. And the writing about the blues for this music is, for this art, is about people going away or having gone away. And sometimes they're about, I wish you would go away. So here are a couple of those. From 1939, Bill Brunsey, My Last Goodbye to You. And from 1929, Bertha Idaho's Move It On Out of Here.
This is my last goodbye. I declared and quit trying to be good. This is my last goodbye, baby. I declared and quit trying to be good. And I declare you's all right with me, baby. Who love but too many knows in this neighborhood. I believe bad love child. I believe now that I'm my mother's bad luck child. Now I declare I have so much trouble here, baby. Ooh, Lord, I believe I'm made out of style. Saturday coming, baby, I declare you're gonna sing your song. Ooh, woman, there's a day coming, baby, Lord, I declare you're gonna sing your song. And I declare Yeah, you're gonna be blue and worried. You can have a plenty of trouble of your own. My last goodbye to you. Bye-bye, baby. Woman out of class, my last goodbye to you. This is my last goodbye, baby. Ooh, Lord, girl, I don't care what you do.
Come home empty-handed, not a cent you bring. Not even a frozen sucker or a lollipop. You've been a good old scrub man, but you've lost your mark. Now, to you, this might seem strange. So, yeah, the cue to get your business prearranged. So, I don't care where you take it, sweet papa. Just move it on out of here. I'm sick and tired of your low-down ways and your name I sure can't bear. I've got another daddy, and he's a Georgia man. If he catch you in this town, he'll make you turn on the fan. So I don't care where you take it, sweet papa. Just move it on out of here. I mean, get yourself some atmosphere. I don't care where you take it, sweet papa. Just move it on out. All right, yeah, you sweet talk, but I'm wise to that not dear. You might be a bully, total switch late night, but my automatic daddy sure will steal your life. So I don't care where you take it, sweet papa, just move it on out. Yeah, I mean, get yourself some atmosphere. If you're looking for free doing, Papa, find yourself another parking place. So I don't care where you take it, sweet Papa. Just moving on out of here. I mean, get yourself some atmosphere.
Two singers for you, Bill Brunze, his guitar, his voice, excuse me. And his composition, My Last Goodbye to You, 1939 in Chicago for Vocalion Records, Joshua Altheimer on piano and Fred Williams on drums. Then 1929 for Columbia, Bertha, Idaho singing with Ed Allen's beautiful cornet and Clarence Williams piano. And Tom Delaney's Move It On Out of Here. Get a different parking place. That's wild. Brunze and Idaho, right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Japanese Cultural and Community Center, Washington, located near the International District, offering Saturday classes for children grades 1 through 12. Information and registration details at jccw.org.
My Dear, a beauty written by Thelonious Monk and played by him there in his trio setting. 1947 for Blue Note Records with Gene Ramey, string bass Art Blakey on the drums. I want to stay with Monk and chase his composition Evidence, meaning that two different ensembles will play it. First for Blue Note, the Thelonious Monk Quartet, Monk Piano, Milt Jackson Vibes, John Simmons Bass, Shadow Wilson Drums, and Evidence. And then a jump to 1980 in Los Angeles for Contemporary Records, and Billy Higgins, the drummer, had a band then. And they're going to play Evidence by Monk. James Clay will play tenor, Cedar Walton Piano, and Tony Dumas, the string bass.
Thank you.
evidence by Thelonious Monk, first played by his quartet, 1948 for Blue Note Records, Milt Jackson vibes, John Simmons bass, Shadow Wilson drums. Then drummer Billy Higgins, 1980 in Los Angeles for Contemporary Records and their version of Evidence. James Clay on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton piano, and Tony Dumas on string bass, Evidence by Thelonious Monk. Bill Evans now, and a Denny Zeitlin composition called Quiet Now for Verve Records, 1967, solo piano, and multi-tracking, which means that Evans taped through with a certain line, and then did it again, and then did it again, and blended them. Quiet Now by Denny Zeitlin, performed for you, 1967 by Bill Evans. Bill Evans, solo piano with multi-tracking, for Verve Records, 1967, and a composition by Denny Zeitlin, called Quiet Now. Excuse me. Quiet Now, written by Denny Zeitlin, a pianist living in the Bay Area, composed and comes around here once in a while to play the piano, or used to. And I'm going to continue with that composition, but first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Now, French vocalist Elaine D heard what you just heard Bill Evans do. And in Paris for Triple L 47 Records in 1989, she created what you're going to hear now. In French, she sings to you a lyric telling about the feelings about what Bill Evans did on Quiet Now. And she sings to what he did with his right hand in soloing on the piano. With her, Henri Florens playing the piano and longtime Bill Evans string bass player, Eddie Gomez. Elaine D. from Paris, 1989, and Quiet Now.
Mother, you're with me.
Singing to you in French a story about what she heard and felt about Bill Evans' 1967 performance of Denny Zeitlin's Quiet Now, which I played for you. And it's quite something. 1989 in Paris, that was. Henri Florenz on piano and Eddie Gomez, string bass, and Quiet Now by Denny Zeitlin. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Next week, it's your turn for me. If you listen to this program, and I know you do, because you're doing it right now, and I ask you a couple of times a year for some support, whatever the amount is. If you like this program, if you listen to it, then it's your time to do that. I can do it online or call during the time I'm on the air next week and our fund drive starts. We've shortened the fund drive considerably, which is pleasurable, I know, for many of you out there who would much rather that we didn't say anything and just go on playing the music and bringing you the news. But the business part of public radio is always there. The Cats and the Fiddle right now for you, meaning Austin Powell, guitar and singing, Ernie Price, ukulele, Tiny Grimes, guitar, George Steinbeck, string bass, but where's the fiddle? Well, who knows? But here they are, from 1939, for Bluebird Records, The Cats and the Fiddle.
Now, will you dig it out the cat that's fashioned down the street?
How about the patent leather shoes on both of his feet?
Hey, you dig it out the look of that is in his eye.
And now you know that a cat is a solid fly.
Girl, be careful. Look who's coming down the avenue. Girl, be careful. He'll take advantage of you. Here comes that killer little man from the south, man. Yeah. That jumping jitterbug from Tennessee.
Now he dances so divinely. The devil in disguise. He's got that moonlight and magnolia.
Look in his eyes.
Oh, Babadoo,
sweet man, you look man from the Southland, yeah.
With 50 diamonds and $1,
he'll kiss them and he'll praise them. It's crime the way he slays them. That killer, little man from the South.
Bye. Big shots and doppers are going through town. Ha-ha, bootlegs and photos are talking on down.
Boy, oh, you see those guests, they kick, they're going around.
The first day, the mighty way more. The first day, holy mighty do they do. Evening point.
The Cats and the Fiddle, High Diddle Diddle. 1939 for Bluebird. Austin Powell, guitar and singing. Ernie Price, uke and singing. Tiny Grimes, guitar and singing. And George Steinbeck, string bass and singing. Leon René wrote Killer Diller, Man from the South. And Austin Powell, Thursday Evening Swing. The Cats and the Fiddle. Gene Golcat and his orchestra, 1927 for Victor. Golcat was somebody in the front office. Band started in Detroit, played in New York, went all over the place. First up, Clementine. This is a composition by Harry Warren, arranged by members of the orchestra off of the sheet music that they found in a drugstore. Don Murray, Howdy Quicksell, and Frankie Trumbauer did the arrangement of this. You will hear Big Spider Beck's cornet, Bill Rank's trombone, Eddie Lang's guitar, Joe Venuti's violin. Here's Clementine, Gene Golcat's orchestra. Gene Golcat's orchestra, 1927 for Victor, and Clementine, written by Harry Warren. The flip side, My Pretty Girl, written by Charlie Fulcher. arranged by Bill Challis, a brilliant arranger at this time, and set in motion all kinds of things. Primarily, he was working with Paul Whiteman, but had a chance to work elsewhere, and this is one of them. You'll hear Danny Polo's clarinet, Spiegel Wilcox's trombone, the C melody saxophone of Trumbauer, Bix Beiderbecke again on his cornet, Bill Rank again on his trombone, and Joe Venuti's violin. I want to mention the rhythm section of this band because it's there. Pianist Itzi Riskin, Howdy Quicksell banjo, Eddie Lang guitar, and amazing slap bass player by the name of Steve Brown, and a beautiful drummer in this style, Chauncey Morehouse. Here's Gene Golcat, 1927, My Pretty Girl. That ending, sort of modern, like the Empire State Building statement, is certainly a signature of Bill Challis, who arranged that, and that's My Pretty Girl. And 1927, Gene Golcat and his orchestra for Victor Records. And fine outfit. And if you saw that band, you know, for a dance, and that's mostly where they played, they went concertizing in those days. Is that still a word? Concertize. You would be at a dance, and of course they would go on because they had to do 3 minutes for a record. And they'd just extend the solos. Must have been something to see that. And hear it, of course. Gene Golcat's orchestra. I'd like to chase No Papa No, written by Victoria Spivey, and I'm going to do that, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Intimon Theater, presenting Clifford Odets' Paradise Lost, featuring 14 actors from Seattle and L.A. Caught between gangsters, agitators, and idealists, one family risks everything in pursuit of the American dream. begins March 19th. Tickets and information at intiman.org.
Victoria Spivey, singer in this art, and with Clarence Williams, 1928, for OK Records, she sang her composition, No Papa, No. Louis Armstrong, of course, heard her sing it, and with his band in Chicago in 1928 for OK Records, he did his version. We will hear Victoria first and Louis second.
No, Papa, no. If you want my money, do something you ain't never done. You can get my loving day and night. Stomp and kick me when we fight. No, Papa, no. No, Papa, no. If you want my money, do something you ain't never done. I'll lay in the sun on the grave. Speak about my money, I'll talk of the past. No, Papa, no. No, Papa, no. If you want my money, do something you ain't never done. To my knees, speak about my money, I'll hop you like fleas. No, Papa, no. No, Papa, no. If you want my money, do something you ain't never done. Now, you pimps and you sweet men had better work fast. The women in St. Louis shake the mean. No, Papa, no. No, Papa, no. And if you want my money, do something you ain't never done.
Well, that's Chasing No Papa No, written by Victoria Spivey in 1928. She sang it that year for OK Records with Clarence Williams on the piano. Same year, Louis Armstrong in Chicago recorded it. He just simply called it No on the label. His trumpet, Fred Robinson's trombone, Jimmy Strong, clarinet, Earl Hines piano, Mansi Kaya playing banjo and guitar, or guitar, and Zooty Singleton on the drums in their version of No Papa No. I want to tell you about a concert next week, excuse me, late afternoon, early evening, that I recommend highly to you, occurring in Seattle. It's called the Let's Welcome Spring with the Sound of Jazz. It's the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. It's an octet and featuring the really brilliant work of Bob Hammer, who did arranging for Woody Herman and worked arranging for Charlie Mingus and many others. And I recommend you go to this. It'll be at the El Malecon at 1122 Post Avenue in Seattle. That's the 28th. That's next Sunday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble is an octet. Kind of interesting to see which instruments are chosen for something like that. The El Malecon, 1122 Post Avenue. And if you need a phone number, 206-623-7203. That's 206-623-7203. March 28th, Let's Welcome Spring with the Sound of Jazz from 5 until 7:30 p.m. Now, speaking of Bob Hammer and his association with Charlie Mingus, here's Mingus, 1959. And here he calls it Alice's Wonderland, and later on it took another title called Diane.
Thank you.
On the Job with Charlie Mingus, 1959, in New York City at the Nonagon Art Gallery, and recorded by United Artists Records. Mingus bass, John Handy, alto saxophone, Booker Irvin, tenor saxophone, pianist Richard Wyans, and the drumming of Denny Richman. Charlie Mingus here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the PLU MBA, a flexible 20-month program with the option of an emphasis in technology and innovation management, healthcare management or entrepreneurship, and closely held business. See and do business differently. Online at plu.edu/MBA.
I'd like to chase a composition called Nature Boy. It was written in 1946 by Aidan Ambez, and or Eden, if you prefer. And he went around to several publishers and never got anybody to do anything with it, and finally somebody bought it. And it became a huge hit because in 1947 in Los Angeles, for Capitol Records, this was done.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Nat Cole for Capitol Records in Los Angeles, 1947. Arrangement by Frank Duvall for him, playing the piano as well as singing. Nature Boy. Eden Abez wrote that in 1946. The next version of Nature Boy occurred in Paris, 1978. The next one for the program, that is. Musica Records, Jimmy Rolls at the piano, and his creation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jimmy Rolls in Paris and Nature Boy. 1978 for Musica Records. The final rendition of Nature Boy comes from Bob Brookmeyer's orchestra, 1956 for Vic Records, an arrangement by Al Cohn. And Brookmeyer plays piano as well as valve trombone. Cohn will play clarinet solo, not his usual tenor. Joe Singer, French horn, Nick Travis, trumpet, and the tuba work of Don Butterfield. Here's Nature Boy, Bob Brookmeyer Orchestra.
Thank you.
Nature Boy, and performed by Bob Brookmeyer's Orchestra, 1956 for Vic Records, an arrangement by Al Cohn, who played clarinet solo, and Brookmeyer playing valve trombone as well as piano. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And a reminder that we're going to have a fun drive coming up this next week, starting next week, and next Sunday will be my turn. And so I'll have to be giving you the magic 800 number and all of that. But I play for you 52 weeks a year. And I ask you to pay a little of something that you can in support of the program only twice a year. And appreciate anything that you can do to say that you enjoy the program and want it to continue. Public radio, important. All the news and everything that we bring you, 24 hours a day, a matter of fact. Once in a while I can't sleep, I get up and I can work and I turn on the radio and listen to what's going on. It's quite nice to have public radio so you can hear other people's opinions about stuff and other people's ways of communicating in this art. John, who lives in Klamath Falls, Oregon, loves Herbie Nichols, pianist and composer, and particularly wanted to hear Shuffle Montgomery, a rare one by Nichols, done in 1955 for Blue Note Records, and Al McKibben on string bass and Art Blakey on drums. We will hear that version, and then John asked me if there's anybody else that did it, please include it, and I will, because we'll hear Jerry Allen on piano in 1987, with Charlie Hayden string bass and Paul Motian on drums. And for John and all the rest of you, Shuffle Montgomery, a couple of places, different times, written by Herbie Nichols. Shuffle Montgomery, written by Herbie Nichols. And thanks to John down in Klamath Falls, he requested that. We heard the composer first, 1955, Blue Note Records, with Al McKibben, string bass, Art Blakey, the messenger, playing the drums, and Shuffle Montgomery. Then a jump to 1987 for Soul Note Records and Jerry Allen piano, Charlie Hayden bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And pretty much following the tapestry and the mapping of the Nichols recording and their version of Shuffle Montgomery. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
The Boeing Company, in support of MOHAI, the Museum of History and Industry, presenting The Enemy Within, Terror in America, 1776 through today, exploring the balance between keeping the country safe and preserving civil liberties, through May 2nd. Info at seattlehistory.org.
Now for your listening enjoyment. Shirley Horn on piano and singing. Charlie Abels playing string bass. Steve Williams on drums. And if you hear a tenor saxophonist, it's Branford Marsalis.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen. Might never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you.
Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore, handsome face, I know a swinging place. Come dance with me, romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm pings, oh, what lovely things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand, folks start to roam. As we waltz home, cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey, cute, put on your bassy boots and dance with me. Romance with me. What an evening for some terpsichore, handsome face. I know a in place. Come dance with me, romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm pings, oh, what lovely things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we walk home, cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we walk home, cheek to cheek we'll be, we'll be, we'll be, we'll be now. Come on, come on, come on.
Shirley Horn at the piano and singing for you. Charlie Abel's bass and Steve Williams' drums and the tenor sax sound of Branford Marsalis. It Had to Be You, written by Isom Jones and Gus Kahn. Come Dance With Me by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And I Just Found Out About Love, Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson did that. Shirley Horn, 1990, for Verve Records, piano and singing. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering an MBA in sustainable business and certificates in sustainable business, sustainable entrepreneurship, and intrapreneurship. Info session Thursday, March 25th. More info online at bgi.edu. Changing business for good.
From Las Vegas, Eddie writes, quite often actually, And he wanted to hear some Fats Waller. And so he got very specific. So we're going to hear three, one from 1934, one from 1935, and one from 1936. Thanks, Eddie, for asking about this, and for all of you, Fats Waller and His Rhythm, for Victor Records.
Wonder why I had to fall for you, oh, you dog. Why do you make my life so tough? It seems I can't love you half enough. You're so heavenly, much too much for me.
I wish that I was with you and me, baby, kin,
so I could love you twice as much as I do. I'd have four loving arms to embrace you, four eyes to idolize you each time I grace you.
With two hearts twice and true, what couldn't four lips do?
When 4 years you sing, I'm yours. You brand me, baby, kin.
Wish that I'm a twin, so I could love you twice as much as I do.
I'm gonna smile and say, I
hope you're feeling better. Enclosed with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. Feeling better. Enclosed with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, a request from Eddie down in Las Vegas, and for all of you. I Wish I Were Twins, recorded for Victor in 1934, written by Frank Lesser and Eddie DeLange. 1935, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Fred Hollert and Joe Young wrote that. 1936 is a sin to tell a lie. Billy Mayhew did that one. Fats Waller and his Rhythm recorded dozens of 10-inch 78 records from 34 until 42, I guess. Somewhere in there. Thomas Fats Waller. On 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Digestive Health Specialists of Pierce County, reminding listeners that March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Information on appointments, the importance of early detection, and colon cancer screening for individuals aged 50 or over at DHSGI.com.
Now from, let me get my notes here. Oh, Frank and Jeanette, who live in Carbondale, Illinois, wanted to hear Pete Johnson's piano in his blues trio from 1939 on Blue Note Record, which means Pete Johnson on piano and Ulysses Livingston on guitar and Abe Bolar playing string bass.
Thank you.
Johnson Blues Trio. A request that came in from Frank and Jeanette in Carbondale, Illinois. Thank them for that. Blue Note Records, 1939. Vine Street Bustle and Someday Blues, both written by Johnson. Ulysses Livingston on the guitar and A. Bolar playing string bass. I'd like to bring in couple of pieces about New Orleans, all that that city's gone through and all it's going through now, and the people down there on their own nickel helping to put that place back together. It's really quite something. Doesn't make the news a lot, unfortunately, but it's happening. Like the work in Haiti and other places that we don't hear about all the time, and maybe even in your own community, there's somebody that's out there doing something for somebody else. I'm sure. Billie Holiday and Charlie Beal. 1946 will do for you. And Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, written by Louis Alter and Eddie DeLange. And then Butch Thompson is going to bring in another respect for that city, and Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys. Billie Holiday and Eddie Beale started things off in that set from Hollywood 1946 and Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans. Then Butch Thompson for Daring Records, 1989, did Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys, followed by Morton's Buddy Bolden's Blues. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.